Good morning, everybody. I'm going to try to get this thing set up. We've got a conference coming up soon, and I'm praying that it's going to be a very profitable conference for everyone. For those that can make it here, and those that cannot, but are going to be listening by satellite, or internet, or radio, or however you hear it. Today I want to go over a little something that should be basic to every one of us. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Before I start, I want to remind you that Jesus said, "By this shall they know you're my disciples, for your love one toward another or for another." That doesn't matter if you're a member of the fisherman ministry or not. It doesn't matter what church you go to, if you believe in Jesus Christ and you're seeking to follow him, then you are a disciple. And therefore, this pertains to you. If you're none of these things, if you're not a Christian or you're not seeking to follow the Lord, then what are you even doing listening to this? But I believe because you are listening, you want to know the truth. 13 verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. He's saying here very simply, it doesn't matter whether he's speaking in the human language that you're listening to me speak in now, which is English, or whether he speaks in tongues, which is a heavenly language. If it's not with love, agape love, he might as well just be beating a cymbal or just blowing a horn or banging on a piece of metal or something, because it doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean a thing. I've known people, some of the most hateful people you'd ever want to see in your life, calling themselves Christians, praying tongues for hours. Pray the paint off the walls. Didn't mean a thing. Not a thing. And though I had the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and I have not charity, I'm nothing. I mean, that's pretty simple, isn't it? If I can say to that mountain, be moved, and it moves. If I can heal by a word every single person that is sick that I see, if I had the faith to walk into a hospital and say, "Everybody be well, come on out," and they'd all get up and walk out, including the dead. But I don't have love, the agape love, for my brothers and sisters. It's nothing. It goes back to where they said to Jesus, "Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name and cast out devils in thy name and in thy name done many marvelous works?" And he said, "I profess unto them, get thee away from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you." Now you do all these things. God said you can. Jesus said, if you believe on him, the works that he did, you can do also even greater works. I've seen examples of it. I've seen examples in my own ministry of the greater works. But without the love, the agape love of God for my brothers and sisters, I will end up in that group where he says, get thee away from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. I look around in the ministry today. I look at the churches. I look among Christians. I see a lot of filios love. I don't see much agape love. I see a lot of excitement and praise the Lord here and there, but I don't see any depth. Most Christians today that I see and I run into and I talk to, they're like a lake that's 3 miles wide and a quarter of an inch deep. Looks good on the surface. Don't try to swim in it. You'll break your neck. And the first time the sun comes out good and hard, it's gone. And though I bestow all my goods, now this one's getting down to the wallet and the personality. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. If I don't love you with agape love, then I might as well just give it up. But wait a minute. There's another option. Maybe instead of giving it up, what I should do is learn to love you with agape love. But what is agape love? How do you learn to love with agape love? Well, let's find out. It's important. See, I find that there's only two things that you got to really get right. Love the Lord thy God with all heart, soul, strength, and mind. And love your neighbor, that's your brothers and sisters in Christ, as yourself. And you got to love them with that agape love. These are the two things. The rest is, you don't worry about. It's just show anyway. I don't eat meat on Friday. So what? The animal might like that, but doesn't do any good for you. Well, I don't eat pork. Great, the pigs love you. But God won't have nothing to do with you. So let's find out a couple things. Charity suffered long and is kind. What does that mean? Charity suffered long. Basically means to put up with your sorry butt as long as it takes. As long as it takes. And be kind in the process. See, that's against human nature. You have brothers and sisters that are just bug the pure living daylights out of you. You just want to reach out and strike them. Or you wish maybe a rock would fall out of the sky and land on them, squash them. Or you want to just get up and smack them. My mother said sometimes, I just like to smack you silly. I wish I'd have thought about it at the time. I'd say, I wish I could smack you smart. I would have gotten in a lot of trouble. I think the Lord has smacked me smart a couple of times. It just needed every now and then to rejuvenate the smart part. The silly part is there already. Suffered long. Puts up with people. And is kind to them in the process. Now, how do you, and I don't want any hands raised. I already got my opinions. You got yours. But what are the, how do you do with this one? How are you when it comes to people that bug you and you just, they just get you under your skin and you don't like something about them? Are you kind to them and long-suffering with them? You do what I used to do and just find another place to be. I used to say, I love my mother. We get along great. As long as there's 1,000 miles between us. God bless her. Charity envieth not. It doesn't envy other people. The hard thing about being me in this ministry is I have to practice this with every one of you. And in the process of practicing this with every one of you, people, some of you envy others thinking that I'm rewarding them for being bad. When in effect, I'm doing the first one, suffering long and being kind. So they look at me and they say, well, he lets them get away with all this stuff. No, I'm not. God is. Just like he lets you get away with all your crap. I got my crap, you got your crap. Just because my crap isn't the same color as your crap, don't mean it ain't crap. And God puts up with you, and he puts up with me, and he's kind in the process. And if we're going to be like Christ, we have to do the same thing with one another. Doesn't vaunt itself. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Charity, agape love, doesn't go around telling everybody how smart they are. What's the Bible say? The fool is known by the multitude of his words. Some of the most educated people that I've ever seen in the world are dumbest people I've ever met. We're not talking about Steve. He's pretty smart. Some things. I'm smart in some things, but not everything. See, if I judge Steve about by my knowledge, he'd be a dummy. And if I was judged by Steve's knowledge, I'd be stupid. So whether I'm a dummy or he's stupid, a dummy and I'm stupid, what difference does it make if we know Christ? That's all we need to know. All I need to know about you is that you know Jesus. And if you're trying to serve him, then I'm all for you. If he's number one on your list, I'm there with you. But if he's not number one on your list, what am I to do with you? I know there are people who look at me and say, he doesn't love his family. I love my family, my natural family. I love them. But they don't make my Lord number one on their radar. Now, if I go to them and treat them with Philios love, I'm helping them go to hell. I'm paving the way and putting the lines on the road and saying, welcome to hell, and calling it heaven. When I talk to them about the truth and they don't want to hear it, then I find something else to do and someone else to talk to. And my prayer is that one day they might get it. They just might get it. Look at what Steve and Robin went through with their mother. But at the end, she got it. She got it. And if they hadn't stood firm and stood fast in the word and in the truth and in the faith, there'd be no doubt where their mother would be right now. She'd be in hell. And if I hadn't done the same for my mother, she'd be in hell. And if I hadn't done the same for my stepfather, he'd be in hell. And I did the same for my dad, but I don't think it did any good. So I don't know. All I can do is hope. If you are loving people with the agape love, you don't vaunt yourself over people. You don't pretend to be better than they are. And you're not all puffed up thinking you're great and you're wonderful and the rest of people are just stupid. Now, if you have any of these problems, learn to get rid of them. Don't ask God to get rid of them for you. He won't. He'll give you the strength to do it if you ask him. But it's a decision you have to make, and it's something you have to do. You have to change your mind. And you have to desire his will. I pray every day, Lord, help me to want to do your will. And give me the strength to do it. And it seems that no sooner than I pray that prayer, my mind switches off to something that ain't right. And I have to kick it back in his mind again. I remember a preacher telling me one day when I preached something like that, he said, oh, you should never tell the people that. I said, why not? Well, they'll find out you're human. And then they won't listen to you. I said, I got news for you. I am human. And they don't listen to me. They're not the ones I'm looking for anyway. Because the ones that have the Spirit of God will hear the word and know it's true. They'll know the word is true when they hear it. So many people today are not Christians because they hear the BS preached in the pulpits and the BS preached by the so-called Christians. And they just walk their way. I mean, they know it's BS. They don't even believe God is real or Jesus is real. And it's not because of the atheists that they believe that. It's because of Christians they believe that. Some of you that are listening are at fault. Or have been at fault. I don't want to be one of those that are at fault. You know, one of the armor, parts of the armor of God is loins girded with truth. Jesus is the truth. Now, I don't think anybody would like to be in a public place and have their pants dropped down. Especially if they were commando. Might be embarrassing. I'll stop there. A belt holding your pants up is a useful thing. You don't have to worry about your pants falling out. You got a belt on. Amen. Amen. So if you always stick to the truth, you don't have to worry about being embarrassed later. That's truth in the gospel, truth in the Lord, truth to one another in all things. Does not behave itself unseemly. I don't like that one. Unseemly. Goofing around and doing things one should not do. Maybe going to places one should not go. Seeketh not her own. Not looking for your own way. You want God's way. Not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. That's quite a list. And I went through all of them and all the ramifications. I wouldn't let anybody else preach today. They already taken up more time than I planned. Not that it matters. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall pass and be done away. I got news for you. Let's go on down. See, most people stop right there and say, well, see, that's tongues aren't for today. Prophecy isn't for today. Well, let's go a little further. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly. But then, face to face. Who's he talking about, face to face? Who's he talking about? Jesus. We don't see him clearly right now, but they are. At the time, we'll see him face to face. Amen? That's the perfect that comes. When that which is perfect, Jesus, comes, you're not going to need prophecy anymore. You're going to know it all anyway. You're not going to need tongues anymore because you'll understand at all times. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. That's what we're heading for. That's what we're wanting to get to. But you cannot get there without the agape love of God operating in you. It's not a natural thing. It's not natural. The flesh hates it. But if you believe in Jesus Christ, and if you've given your life to Him, then you can do it. And you can want to do it. And if you don't want to do it, then you might want to consider whether you've actually given your life to Christ.